conscious or not. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Women who work. I am that nanny, and I wish I could make enough as her nanny. She probably pays $38 an hour to a service. That's a lot of money. Maybe she doesn't pay a service, and it's just another Slovenian girl hanging out in her house.
Women who work.
Women who work. Nannies work. Women who work. Women who work. Success is a team sport. Success is a team sport. Ivanka Trump, Captain Obvious, Captain. So much. You can learn so much from the perspective of others. And it literally costs you nothing. All right, everybody, welcome to today's Sparkcast. We are here at Spark. You're going to hear the dulcet tones of people at the vape lounge, and we're going to get started in about
Spark
a minute.
Here comes.
All right.
The California wild iris are peaking right now, and they're in a myriad of purple to lilacs and lavenders, all the way so pastel.
Wow.
In between the dark purple and the whole way to lilac and lavender and anything in between. Throw in some pink.
Yeah.
They're white and a couple yellow ones.
Wow.
They're covered
purple
the ground
lavender.
Pretty much.
Wow. Awesome.
Along with other things.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, go to the San Francisco Botanical Gardens now through June and see the beautiful lilac.
And sometimes they know. Some may not even last a month.
Oh.
And then they just seed pods right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you collect them and grow them in your backyard, or do they?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Good. No, that's gorgeous. They look like purple poppies.
If I call them Spark Blue, look at that.
Just look at that Spark Blue.
These haven't bloomed yet. I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, I need to go. I'm going to be hanging out with a small child tomorrow, and if it's sunshiny like this,
you can take him.
We just need to go.
Yeah. Garden too. Way kind of yonder.
Yeah. No. He's four. He likes to walk. Thank you.
If you can fashion on Lincoln Avenue around 15th and 16th, that would be where the kiddie garden is.
Gotcha.
That's pretty kind of far.
Yeah, well, he'll...
The nursery where I work is around 12th.
Cool.
12th and 14th.
Can I keep...
14th.
I can keep this?
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yay!
Because it's too pretty not to share.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, see what's happening on the Sparkcast? You guys are learning all kinds of great things. Springtime boasts the largest portion of the garden's global collections. Don't miss this abundant show. Go to the San Francisco Botanical Garden, everybody. Yay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mikey.
Hi, Mikey.
I used to be the president here.
Oh, rad.
Yeah, I worked for this place.
Oh, amazing. Cool. It's sweet. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, I want to give you some cookies for today's podcast. Compliment of Dobie's Cookies. It's
Thank
a local
you.
Cookie company here in San Francisco.
Dobie's Cookies.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
On-demand cookies. Same day delivery, San Francisco.
What does that mean? On-demand cookies.
You.
You
order flowers or food, you know, to send us a gift and stuff. And fill out a card and bring all your order for the office party.
That's amazing.
Cookie needs. Who doesn't like cookies?
Absolutely, Dobie's.
Yeah,
thank
Dobie's.
You. Awesome.
Yeah, share this with
Yay.
Everybody. They know all about these.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
This is called coconut macaroon passion fruit.
Oh my gosh.
And this is oatmeal butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
This is another sugar
cookie.
Oh,
it looks like a party in a box.
It is a party.
That is it. That's a birthday party in a box.
Dobie's.com.
Dobie's.com, everybody. Look at this. Sparkcast is already working. Welcome to the Sparkcast.
All right.
We got flowers, cookies.
Welcome to the Sparkcast, everyone. Yeah, the Sparkcast podcast has begun. It's going to be here live every Tuesday. We just got some Dobie's cookies delivered to us. This is Spark. Super exciting place. Lovely people hanging out in the vape lounge. So this podcast is going to consist of highlights. You guys are welcome to come up and join us,
highlights.
Or you're welcome to ignore us. We're going to be doing that up here. We have a bunch of really funny comedians here today on the panel of expert pot smokers. I should introduce myself. I'm Pam Benjamin.
Hi, Pam.
Yeah, hi.
like to have on a cookie?
I wrote and had my first marijuana cookie recipe published in 1993. How many of you were born in 1993? You were alive?
I was born in 84, baby.
Oh, okay. Were you guys who were alive? 93.
That's so the year that I was born.
That's the year you were born. So I've been a connoisseur, consumer, enjoyer since you were born. Can we just clap it up for being legal right now? Remember that stigma we used to have? I used to live in San Diego, and I took that Mecki swag, and I'd be grinding it up, speaking up something, getting a bad headache. Oh yeah, but now things are different and amazing, and thanks to Spark, we all win, yes! Welcome to Sparkcast, I'm Pam Benjamin. On the expert panel of potheads, we have Warhol Kaufman. Yes,
I'm actually a blunthead.
Surprise. I can't smoke blunts anymore because it's too much tobacco, and I just cough. I just can't. I got real sick from that. It was like Perry Mason. His real name. He discovers all the weed everywhere. He will find the marijuana. He's Perry Mason. He will find it. And we have another guest. He's on his way very soon. His name is Larry Dorsey. He's a lovely human being. Also, I thought today we'd start with a story highlight, a comedy story highlight, because our topic today, our product highlight, are the Marigold vape pen cartridges, the top of them, that are great, that are here at Spark, all outdoor grown. But they're for the round kind of vape pen, not the square kind. And I know there's so many. And so today we're going to be talking about vape pens versus which brands versus bongs versus blunts. This is our blunt expert here. But he's going to start us out with his vape pen story, our first comic highlight. Everybody put your hands together for Warhol Kaufman.
So right up the street from here, there's been a brief period on and off of many years when I was homeless. I was going to stay at my friend's house, and I had to pee really bad, and it was cold, and I was just like, fuck, I just want to go inside and just lay the fuck down. And this guy's like, excuse me, do you have a lighter? I was like, yeah, I got a lighter. I was like, can I use it? So I went to my lighter, and then he goes, here you go. And he gives me a vape cartridge. He's like, here, you can have this. I'll keep your lighter. I was like, I don't have a vape pen. I'm gonna need that lighter to open beers later. I can't open beers with a vape cartridge. I'm gonna smoke a blunt that I have in my pocket. I need my fucking lighter. He's like, no, you can have this. I'm like, dude. So I'm walking away, he's like, hold up. I'm like, dude, take this back. I give him the thing back. I'm like, fuck it, whatever, man. You fuck me over, trying to help you out. Fuck you, I gotta go, I have to pee. He's like, wait, hold on, man. I'm not like this. The streets do this to you, man. This isn't me, dog. He's like, here's your lighter back, dog. Here's your lighter. Just keep the vape pen. It's not me, I'm not like this. It's the streets, dog.
I'll survive. So our little special thing to talk about today does anybody buy vape pens in here? What are your favorite cartridges? Or what's your favorite? You're not vapers. You're a volcano guy. You love the volcano. I can tell you guys a story about the first time I did a volcano. So I was in Amsterdam in 2002, and I went to that. They have a museum. They have the Museum of Cannabis. And we were upstairs. We'd gone through the whole thing. We'd seen the grow room downstairs. And I've seen grow rooms now that are bigger. But I, at the time, I was like, what is this magical wonderland? Looking out over all the plants and everything. And so we go upstairs. And they say, you need to try this thing called vaping. And I was like, I use bongs. You know, I use pipes, several joints. I'm not really. They're like, no, this will change your life. Soar in Amsterdam, and they fill up the whole bag. You're like, you really aren't going to want to take the whole bag. Or this is not a good idea. So they just cool the whole thing, and they tell us about the degrees that you're vaporizing the weed, so you're not burning it. It's turning into ash, and they're talking about how it's better for you because you don't get the carcinogens, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, yeah, give me the bag. So they give me, and I suck in this bag, and it was like my spine like was pulled out of my body through like the top of my head, and like I was like hanging in a nice way, like above myself. I just felt like it started at the bottom of my spine and just came all the way out the top, and I was like, what is this magical vaping thing? And so when we got back to San Diego, we tried to build our own from like the heat coming home. It did not work. It did not work. But you guys, who in here smokes vape pens? Who likes it all? Vape pens! So our PAX guy, the PAX guy wants to come over and talk to us on the thing. I have a PAX and I have a round one. Does anyone have a preference or any reasons why they don't like or don't like?
I like the green PAX.
You like the green PAX?
I do.
The green PAX, I don't know. Ah, because they can mix THC and CBD together. So rather than in the weed, you can like be all chemistry about it and put it together. Right on. So you like the CBD and the THC blend? Right. THC, CBD, PAX pen. We should have the PAX person.
You could play games with PAX.
You can? Come tell us the games. Do you have time? We don't know the games. There's games with the PAX?
Pax-Man.
Pax-Man.
Lyman says, right?
Yeah. I think you, here we go.
Here we go. Yay.
So, yeah, you play, Stoner games with the PAX. I think you, So, with the PAX, you turn it horizontally, I think, five times?
Four.
Four?
You should.
Sorry, got my Oh. It's like the Simon game.
And then you turn it again.
You tilt in the direction of the light. So look, it starts. I'm gonna get you ready. So you go like that.
Pretty nice.
Boom, 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 boom.
Professional.
There you go.
Dude, I have no idea. You tilt it in the way of the light.
Oh, and then there's like a game, like it's like a rabbit and mouse game. Well, rabbit, cat and mouse. Cat and mouse game. Where like the cat is like the lights and the mouse is like the white light. You gotta get the white light. Well, you have to stay away from it, something like that.
What?
I know there's a bunch of them. Can we get the website? Let's go. Exactly what we're doing.
This is engineered into the past. The games are engineered. No one told me this. I have this thing. It keeps blinking at me funny colors, and I'm like, does that mean it's out? And I get confused. I'm like, what is it? Does it need to be charged? So I'm constantly having it in my computer because I was worried. I had no idea it did all this. This is magical. I had no idea there's like the Simon game. Your engineers made this up. That is crazy. Super stoners in a room. Let's give them something to do. Let's play with them. PAX games. PAX games.
It's pretty cool to just like sit there and just like kind of look at the light.
But do the lights mean it? So when it turns red, does it have a meaning? Does it mean it's out?
Oh, the red lights? No, maybe it's just manager or something.
So the lights have nothing to do with the way it works. It's just for gaming fun?
Yeah, I can't without you.
I can't believe this is blowing my mind. Check it out.
The lights are for this. If you shake it and you take it out, you get to change the temperature on the packs. So if you wait, that's light. That's medium high, and that's high. Whatever setting you want, you just stick it in and it goes in.
I am so happy I'm getting this tutorial right now on the Sparcast of how this thing works. I've just been completely wrong this whole time.
I've been blowing my balloon up over here.
Thank you, special guest.
This special cost will fix that to me.
You can also, you can switch the...
Through
the application. Do you have
a dumb phone?
Oh.
See, I can't even play the games because I have a phone that doesn't connect to the internet. I live in 1993. That's the problem. While we figure out the PAX games, and we are actually going to also, I have a group game for us today, which is going to be very exciting if you guys want to play. Do you want to do a set?
Do it.
All right, your first comedian. He's gonna tell jokes to you guys, make you laugh. Put your hands together for Perry Mason.
What's up, guys? All you vaping and whatnot.
I like
smoking blunts because they have an end to them, you know? Like the vape pens and shit, I'll just have, if I have one of those, it's all day. All right, so a blunt, 10, 15 minutes, goes out to roll another one.
You can pause it too.
Yeah, you can put a blunt out too. Yeah, you're halfway through, but vape, no wins. Dabbing that too. What's up, Larry? How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Dorsey.
Larry's on High People Talk. Dabbing, that's another way also almost died. Because we got the torch, and one time I heated the shit up. It was super hot. I took the dab, and I started to feel like fucking, like Spider-Man, like when he's being taken over by Venom. I think it was going through my bloodstream and shit. And then I started coughing, like right after. And it was just like 10 minutes of straight coughing. And I didn't have time to breathe because I was coughing so much. I almost died. Weed is legal now. Give it up for that.
Yeah.
But they added some new shit to it that's kind of like messing with it a little bit. You know? Taxes. Okay. You guys remember smoking tax-free weed back in my day? Back in '93. Smoked so much tax-free weed. I like smoking weed though, especially with my white friends. Because they smoke weed like an old couple trying to spice up their relationship and shit. Get a whole bunch of crazy shit, half a bottle of 2 liter soda, cut that shit in half, get a bucket, fire hose, and make a gravity bomb. Do any of you guys here not know how to roll a blunt?
I actually don't know how to put it back together.
Can I teach you guys how to roll?
Hell yeah.
Can I do it? Shit, does anybody have a swisher or anything like that?
He's got a swisher.
I have a weed. I'll teach you guys how to roll a proper blunt.
I can roll a great joint, but I cannot roll a blunt to save
joints.
My life.
Joints. It's even easier.
Huh? Oh, joints easier? You guys ready to learn how to roll blunts?
Yay! What's your favorite flavor of wrapper?
Inside out theory or
absolutely. Wait.
Inside out?
Swish again.
What do you mean?
Do you roll your blunt inside out or regularly?
Regular? Why would you roll it inside out?
Because it lasts longer.
He don't know. He's a Philly guy, you know what I mean? Yeah, not the swisher Philly.
Yeah, you can just roll it backward or something.
What's,
backwards.
What's your preferred flavor of blunt wrap?
No flavor. Either the regular ones or diamond.
No flavor. Diamond, no flavor. Okay.
Swisher diamonds.
Swisher diamonds.
All right, first
no
you want
flavor.
To start off by breaking it down the middle like so. Is there a trash can around here?
So this is how you roll the blunt, right, Perry Mason?
Yep, this is how you do it. You guys
gonna
learn.
He's teaching us how to roll something. That's the...
And then you want to get me like this. This is perfect. Rolling paper right here. And I'm going to go over here. Can I see that jacket, Pat?
Yeah, jacket. Oh, there's a lots of tools needed to roll.
Yeah, you can.
The urban Negro gathers his materials.
You got to be warm when you roll a bunch. You got to be warm.
So this is how you roll one.
Break out the weed. This is some tax-free weed right here.
Do you have to crumble it? Do you crunch it up really fine?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't use a grinder.
He doesn't use a grinder. No grinder. No grinder.
Huh? There's a swisher, so it's tobacco. It came from the Dominican Republic.
And you had to lick the first half? You had to lick?
Yeah, so then
you have to lick the whole half before you put it in.
Yep.
Then,
I'm learning. This is a big deal.
Just made up sprinkle, just sprinkle, 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 break up as much weed as you could possibly fit in there.
I don't know. We might need a competition.
As much as you can.
We should do a competition.
You're already done. She's already done.
We're saving the best for last.
It's hard to teach and roll at the same time, I'm sure.
No, you guys, if you guys are like myself, I'm a visual learner, so you guys should be like that.
If you have trouble rolling a blunt, just imagine everyone else naked. That's a secret.
Then you want to, hey, you guys know how to roll blunts? You're going to learn right now. You want to make sure you got, oh, losing weed. But more where that came from, right?
How do you smush it down? You just put your finger on
it? No, you want to start at the top, right?
Start at the top.
Huh? Oh, I can do that too. Just want to tuck it, right?
Then, so it's a little tiny bit at a time.
Yeah, or if you have like a super big mouth, you could just want to.
Do you have a super big mouth?
Hey, that's my chair.
The Negro licks his lips.
You chapstick. The chapstick?
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean?
What? I use the unflavored ones. You always want to check your phone, especially when you're on stage. I've been trained to do it. Vibrates and check it.
You're backlit, you just look like a silhouette.
That's a beautiful blunt.
It's not my best work, but like, this is a solid blunt. Like, the weed is not going anywhere. It's boom, bam.
Wow! What? Yay!
That's how you test blunts?
Wait, it didn't stick, so it's not ready.
Oh, you bought it? Yep. Huh? It's supposed to stick to the wall?
Stick to the wall if it's ready.
How does it stick together when you break it in half? When you
just
break
the little lick for the first.
So it's just
before.
But how does spit hold it together? There's no glue? I'm confused.
No.
There's no, because that's why I use joints, because there's glue on it.
Also, you have to be hydrated. If you're dehydrated, yeah. It's not gonna work.
If you already got the cotton mouth from the smoking and everything going, it's not gonna work. So what do you guys say you all do how to roll for?
I'm all gonna try.
Alright, so start rolling.
The blunt inspector gives it a 4.
I give it a 4.
A 4?
Let's look right here.
Out of what? 5?
Because the standard is an out of 4. No.
Well, I did throw it across the room.
Damn, coming out. So there's a hole. So I'm judging by that.
No, that can be fixed.
He needs the ER.
Maybe yeah.
What is this?
Surgery.
What is this new millennial shit? Finally, you guys are doing second drafts? I thought you guys were like, get it done and it's done. All of a sudden, now you're like, it's a 4 out of 10. It's done.
No, 4 out of 5.
It's perfect.
four out of 5.
4 out of 5.
It's a 1.
It's a 415.
4 out of 10, that's still 40%.
Rolling plus. Yay.
No, because the hole right here, air's gonna
come out. Thank you guys for letting me teach you how to roll hard.
Thank you.
Wait, so what are you going to talk about next? I don't know.
Yeah, with my blunts, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
I thought it was something different.
Plug?
Yeah. I don't know.
You can put it in either end.
Okay, I think I'm done, man.
Okay. You do filters. You joint with filters. Wow.
Okay.
Is that okay? So it's Mr. Good for you. Yeah. So you have to smoke cigarettes, none of that stuff. But you like to
transference.
So he says his heart transference in 2012 went from joints to from cigarettes to volcanoes, and it helped you quit. Wow. I've been smoking for a long time.
What's this?
I like it.
Who has a door?
Cookies.
Who's it for?
For you, baby.
For us? Is it cannabis cookies?
Does anyone here want to, does the staff want to talk about your edible selection? We haven't talked about edibles yet. Anybody want to come talk about your edibles? Yeah, come on back and talk about that. Yeah. Talk about the packs, James. It's time for him to tell us about the edibles. I do a lot of edibles in my home, but they're usually like caramels or hard candy.
These aren't edibles though, right?
No. Those are from Dobies.
Hard candy, is that what you call your boyfriend's penis?
It reaches pretty far. You can go.
Alright, how are we doing, everybody? How are we doing today? So here at Spark, we have some delicious edible options.
This is good shit.
First, we have some lifted, elevated edibles. They are going to be 10 milligrams. They're cash-based products. We have some ginger bites, some pineapple delight, cherry mango, you know, people love fruit.
What's your name?
My name is Philip.
Oh, hey, Phil.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, Philip.
Today's a good day today. We have Tony over here. We have Derek behind the counter. Danny. Alright, so then we got some mind tricks, which is some medicated coffee products. We have s'mores, peanut butter and jelly, some cookies and cream, and these are all going to be 10 milligrams, so 10 milligrams.
They're all 10 milligrams?
10 milligrams. That happens.
So that's something that I think people are interested in, that edibles used to be like, they're so strong, I'm going to lose my mind, and now they can only be 10 milligrams?
What is that? That's
week as well. As January 1st came, and so they stated that only all the edibles will be 100 milligrams per package. But for dosage reasons, we recommend that you start off with about 10 milligrams. I feel like our products are 10 milligrams. But then our gummies, those need to be 5 milligrams per piece.
Rookie numbers.
And those are edibles that are
like a little champion.
Yeah, that's a good option if somebody wants something that's not going to go to Medicaid. We also have some Wish San Francisco Kush Nuts. The Kush Nuts are going to be cashews and almonds with rosemary and garlic.
Oh my gosh.
Those are going to be sativa or indica.
Could you go back? What was the last one?
Rosemary, garlic, cashew, and almond nuts. Kush nuts? Cushy nuts. Yes. I hear they're very tasty. Tasty nuts? Anything else tasty? Anybody have nuts?
Take a video.
No? Kush nuts? Do you have kush nuts?
Are they cream filled?
No, cream filled nuts.
Are the only nuts you put in your mouth that make you high?
No, there's nothing creamy on our menu. We do have a lot of good options for, Tony brought me some nuts. So Tony brought me some Kush nuts, which are indica. These are the cashew, almond, rosemary, and garlic nuts. It looks like that these could be one of our...
Is it vegan? Is it vegan?
Is it one of our vegan options? I don't really know. You know, a lot of people in San Francisco are vegan, so you know.
Well,
it's a staple that somebody could come in and...
It's vegan when it goes in
without... If it's vegan, it's not made with butter, it's made with an alcohol extract. Is that how you do it? Probably. I would think with an oil, because butter is made from cows and oil is made from... Okay, that makes sense. I'm sorry, I was thinking you'd have to do an alcohol extract, which I'm sure that your gummies probably are.
No, but you're just an alcoholic.
I know. There's no alcohol in your gummies, so use it to extract it.
All right, so for other edibles here, we have J-Meds, which those come as little hard candies. And those are good for on the go, just to get some sweet to suck on, you know, if you're in the mood to get a little medicated during the day and you just walk through the city. Just want something tasty in your mouth. You have maybe a little cotton mouth.
We bought it. That's a piece of cookie. I thought it was a piece of cookie.
Moving on, we have the Canada Dips. Canada Dips are little tinctures, like snuffs. People know about snuffs. It's like camel, full of tobacco products, it's nuts, it causes gum disease. You put it in your mouth and it blocks your gums away, you know?
Go on!
So this is kind of like that, but in a better way. It's not blocking gums away. It doesn't have any fiberglass in it or anything like that. It's a really good product. It's a tea tincture based product. It's going to get 150 milligrams per package. Cabin Dips got away with this because they're considered a tincture, not an edible.
Huh.
Those come in mint, CBD, mint THC, and citrus THC as well.
That'll be the
And Tony just brought me some sublingual strips and slips. You know about King Slips, Tony?
I
like them a lot.
Have you tried some sublingual strips?
Not yet.
Not there, have you? No? Anybody?
Tony, we keep getting requests to hear your voice more on the microphone. Can you just talk more on that?
What's the difference between these sublingual strips and, say, doing like a tincture? Is it, does it hit you faster? Or is it just easier because tincture's messy?
It's like a Boston boyfriend.
It's just a different,
faster.
It's just a new special way, like gelatin or something.
Yeah, I think
sublingual strips. My friend over here wants to add.
Sure. So the tincture, typically they're going to be alcohol based, and the cannabis oil is going to have a tendency to separate. With the sublingual strip, all of it's going to be right there, so nothing's going to mix. You're going to medicate with it the same way each time. With a tincture, you just have to make sure that it's well mixed. It's a little old world. Talk to me.
Answer.
How strong are the sublingual strips? Will they make you sublingual?
If you have a low tolerance, yes, they'll make you sublingual. If 10 milligrams is a lot for you, then typically yes. But if you're someone who likes to ingest things like 30 milligrams, it's going to be a life change.
Rookie numbers.
Yep. Depends on what you want.
I'm putting up LeBron numbers.
This particular brand, Kin Slips, also makes you want to slip it to your kin, so be careful.
Okay.
Make it slip.
That sounds a little bit like it, so it's not good. No slipping it to your kids, please.
I want to change.
She's on the clock, right? She's on the
clock. How do they go along with oral sex?
Make you want to slip it to your kids. I'd
be careful
about it.
Can we test it?
I've heard a lot about weed glue. You used to. Because it works there's lots of places in your body, like your mouth, where things happen, like sublingually. And if we've shaken and booming and doing, What happened to the suppositories? People were just like,
I wasn't here when they had the suppositories, but I have had the suppositories before. And I got them at another pop up, and it was quite an experience. And I highly recommend it for anybody who's looking for the next step.
About the suppositories.
Okay.
There was a company that made them, they also. Well, they're for sex, but they're also very helpful for women who have menstrual cramps. So it's a CBD base, which is helpful in both cases. Yeah, it's actually having
that.
Not the typical public speaking voice.
Actually, if you had hemorrhoids, I bet that because it's a massive anti-inflammatory, right? Cannabinoids, there's different ones that act on your body and they act as anti-inflammatory, which is why they reduce pain. Because pain is inflammation, right? So if CBD reduces inflammation, therefore you reduce pain. Also, if you have like cancer, wouldn't you want to get the weed as close to the cancer as possible? So, like, I don't know, if you had like ovarian cysts or something, I would stick some weed up a twat, heck yeah! Right? Like, I think that totally makes sense.
Yeah!
Just put it in your sock, honey. Nobody's looking on the planes anymore. It doesn't even leave its air system. Oh, keep going. You have a few more things to
talk about. White privilege.
All right. So,
fair enough.
Spark over on Mission Street in San Francisco.
So we can play our game next.
We have the Cheaper Cheers. San Francisco, Sweet by the Bay. Sometimes we have Carl the Fog who likes to come hang out with us. But Carl the Fog isn't here today. No? He's not here today? Alright. So Cheaper Chews, we have Sativa Hybrid and Tappy. There's 70 milligrams of THC. It comes in a delicious chocolate taffy. And yeah, we have the CBD option of CBD taffy option as well. And CBD taffy is going to be the non-psychoactive effects of cannabis that was broken down. We also have the watermelon hybrid gummies, grape kombucha gummies, fruit CBD gummies as well, like green hornet. Moving on, we have the plus gummies. Gummies are a really good option.
Can you read them in alphabetical order?
No, we can go not in alphabetical order. We can go the opposite Z through A, though.
What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing on here is Corova. These Corovas.
Oatmeal.
Corova means cow in Russian. So yeah, it's pretty fun fact that a lot of people don't know that she's
French. Break a little piece off. What you doing tonight?
I'm
not going to call.
Are you Russian?
I got a set.
So Saturday morning, those are going to be.
Oh, there you go. You fucking.
I'm just talking shit about
you. You're going to do a lot of it.
If we milk her mom,
I'm pre-signed.
I'm surprised cookies, I feel like they always go stale. That's why I like the chocolate. That Kiva chocolate is killer. Because it can't, like, it doesn't ever get back, you know? And, like, if you find it at the bottom of your bag, even if it's melted, it's still got weakness. You taste it. It's expiration, but it gets squeezed out. But gummies get kind of like, they melt, they're all everywhere, and then you gotta lick them on the fruit. And then cookies will get crumbly, and you gotta mix it with ice cream. It just tastes.
Special note about the gummies while we're on it. We had someone today who is religious, who, you know, they still wanted to get their weed on, you know what I mean? But gummies have gelatin. Good for you. Kosher gummies, got kosher gelatin in the Valhalla. We got beef gelatin. So if you can't have pork, you can still have the gummies. You can still have the gummies.
Hallelujah.
Don't let God stop you.
Do you have any tinctures I can inject into my neck?
Oh yes, we have a transdermal
patches you put on your neck actually.
Transdermal patches?
Yeah, transdermal patches by Mary Medicinals. They have a THCA, Indica Sativa, or 1-to-1 CBD to THC, transdermals. So you put it on any venous area, and you deliver the medicine. You keep it on there for about 8 hours and just deliver it that way. Good option. A lot of people like put it on their feet,
exactly.
Or on their arm, somewhere where it's like green.
Yay! Edibles! We're gonna have another comedy set from a really funny, hilarious guy, and then we're gonna play our interactive game. You guys are really bad. It's gonna be really fun.
Oh my god.
Hey everybody, he's really, really funny. He's at Cops and Punchline all the time. He also is at the Black and Brown Club every Friday from 7 to 10.
Woo!
If it was Forever Site, something like that. Put it together for Larry Dorsey!
Tonight, if y'all want to come check me out.
I'm at Cops tonight too.
But I got a fucking genius idea for all you Spark people. I'm surprised you haven't already did this. T-shirt idea. You know the phrase Tupac says? I'm not saying I'm going to change the world, but I'm going to be the Spark that changed the world. What? That's fucking genius. Right? And have a bunch of fucking, you know, quotes and shit with Tupac and Spark. Fucking genius idea. My niggas, y'all don't think that's a good idea? Yes. You heard what I said, Tupac, the only black dude working here, turned around hella fast, like, what you say? I'm a Biggie fan, nigga. Now, now, hey, Tupac or Biggie, brother? Tupac or Biggie? Huh? He said Aerosmith. No, I'm just kidding. No, Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Oh, yes. It's my nigga right there.
That's right.
So make some noise if you're born and raised in San Francisco.
Hey.
Oh, you from Frisco?
Yeah.
Hey, for sure. I'm born and raised here. in Frisco. And one of the funniest San Francisco stories that's ever happened to me right here at the 14. It was about 12 a.m. at night, and if you know the 14 at 12 a.m., fucking party bus, right? So what I used to do is, if you guys know how the transfers look, they have colors on them and stuff, right? I used to match the transfer up with an all-day transfer, tape it, and pretend I had an all-day pass. So I'd walk on the bus and be like, whoop, and I'd just keep on walking, right? One night, an old school black dude was the bus driver, and I tried to hit him with the scoop, and I tried to walk by, and he was like, whoa, 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 hold on, young blood, right? And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, yes, right? And I, you know, I tried to be all nice and shit. I was like, yes, may I help you? He was like, show me that transfer one more time, brother. And I showed him the transfer, and I was like, yeah. And I tried to walk on. And he was like, nah. Hand me that transfer, youngster. Hand me the transfer. And I was like, oh, shit. I handed him the transfer, and not everybody on the bus is looking. And he grabs the transfer, he sees the tape, he goes, this nigga done tried to take the transfer in front of the whole bus. I put my head down, I was like, damn. And he was like, get your ass off the bus, right? And then this elderly black lady goes, leave that boy alone. Yes, true story. Another thing I want to tell y'all, in case you're not, if you're not from San Francisco, this is for y'all. The Tenderloin is not the ghetto, okay? The Tenderloin is not the ghetto. It's where black people from the ghetto go to make money. It's our financial district. The black market. Where are you from? You from the Mission? Oh, you from HP? Oh, shit. I see, you have to say baby Hunter's Point when other people who ain't from here ask you, they don't know what the fuck HP is. You know what I mean?
HP as in the computer, or?
What's up, brother? Tupac or Biggie? Okay. You like music? Okay, for sure. You know what I realized? Cannabis clubs are slick as shit. If you ever been to a cannabis club, they always have hard-ass seating. Because they don't want people to get too comfortable and be just high as fuck chilling there all day. They want your ass to get the fuck out as soon as you're done. You know what I mean? You sit down like, man, my ass hurts. I'm numb right now. Another thing about doing comedy for people who are on weed is that people who are high as shit don't laugh that loud. Because you can't really do anything. You could be getting some of the best pussy in your life, or the best asshole, whatever you want to do. You could get that, and you would just be like, you just kind of just be like moaning, like kind of quietly. Like, you can't, it's
you
hard to scream.
The best asshole, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, it's hard to get people who are high to laugh hella loud. Like, I was at a Burner concert. You guys know Burner, the famous weed rapper? And he was on stage, he was like, everybody make some fucking noise! And everybody in the audience was just like, we're fucking high, man, we're not gonna scream. You scream whisper when you're high. There could be a fucking rabid pit bull chasing you, you're like, oh shit, damn, nigga, fuck. But you ain't gonna fucking yell, fucking fire and shit. Yeah, I tricked my mom the other day. I gave her an edible. She got high as shit. I love it. And if you ever deal with, who's Latino? Make some noise. Hey. Man, you ain't Latino, you dark ass nigga. You just like Latinos, I know.
No.
What are you, Dominican?
Yeah.
Every black person wants to be Dominican. Am I right? Or Puerto Rican? Everything I mean.
Bro.
We're gonna.
You're African? But I could tell though. I looked right when I looked at you. I was like, she's half black.
What does it say? Is that something on your ID?
My name.
Oh.
Oh yeah, Perry Jose.
Oh.
You know what they call you though? Light, bright, and almost white. That's what they call you. Or that's what pinks. You say what? Oh shit! You want some more black? I'm joking. Where are you from, Milano?
I'm from White House Lake Tahoe.
What?
White House Lake Tahoe.
Oh, you're from Tahoe. Oh, yeah. For sure. Tahoe's a beautiful
white
place.
White House
Tahoe's beautiful as fuck, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Reno, though, Reno is the fucking hood. I went the biggest little what?
Biggest little shitty.
The biggest little shitty, yeah. I went there, I was like, where the fuck am I right now? I thought Tupac got shot in Reno. I was like, he didn't get shot in Vegas. He got shot in fucking Reno. This shit is rough. You been to Reno?
Yes.
Yeah. That shit no joke. So wait, so do you say the word nigga, Milano?
Oh yeah.
Only if I want to get punched by people who don't know
I'm black. Oh, okay. You gotta tell them, hey, I'm black. What's up, honey? Good show. Did you go to Black Panther and get hella emotional?
Yeah, I did. I really liked it.
Mahan nigga.
Dope. Yeah, I went to Black Panther. You know, I don't consider myself light-skinned. I'm like cinnamon sugar caramel kind of. You know what I mean? But other black people like these guys, they'll be like, nigga, you light-skinned. You know what I mean? So I don't get the love that I want. I'm like you. But when I went to Black Panther, I was happy for my darker-skinned people. I was like, yes, like, they need representation. But I think I always crack jokes during the movie. I was like, where's all my light-skinned niggas at? And I walked off into the darkness, like, into the darkness as in the people who are there. I like how this guy has, like, 20 different teams on here. Like, Warriors jacket, Sharks hat, fucking... Oh, this guy got a Batman team, or what's that? Oh, that's weird.
Repping the other store.
That's why he had his jacket.
Oh, you got the weed socks too, man? You know what would be dope? Like, instead of in airplanes, instead of like the oxygen mask dropping down when you're about to die, fucking just a bag of weed drops down when you're about to die, right? You're like, fuck, nigga, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna be high as shit right now. Right? Wouldn't that be better? How would you like to die? Would you like to die with oxygen? Like, okay, I'm fully conscious. I'm like, my mind is working completely 100% fine, and I'm about to die. Or you'd be high as shit. Right? Am I right? You want to be high. They drop down. Please, make sure you get high before you get the other person high. I should write this down.
It's being recorded.
Oh, it's being recorded. Okay, perfect. Another thought I had was they should have, like, now that medical marijuana is legal, or whatever, legal weed or whatever the fuck, I think, why is there cows up there, first of all?
Fertilization.
I had a great idea, tangent, sorry. I had a great idea of a show, but then animal rights activists would go crazy on me, where you just put, like, whatever, instead of grass, like, lace the grass with, like, weed butter and get cows high as fuck. Just get hella animals, like, a show that's dedicated to animals on weed, right? You get, like, a bear, like, campsite, put hella brownies, the bear turns into brownies, and then you have, like, a cam that just follows the bear around for the rest of the day, the bear is fucking high as fuck. It's a great genius idea. But yeah, other than medical marijuana, they need to legalize medical prostitution. They do. Like, I will sell some dick. What? Are you kidding me? For someone's health? To save a life? To save a life? I am slanging dick like a vampire to save a life. I will slang dick. Someone's dying, right? If I'm dying, I would either want some weed or some pussy. Like, I'm not, I don't want, like, they come up to you with all the needles and shit. Sad, these, we're losing them. Fuck that. You're like, bring Veronica in. She's like, you're gonna die, but I'm gonna fuck, make sure you go out like, you know what I mean? Fucking, I would love to go out like that. I'd be like, I'll be dying with gunshot wounds. Like, oh shit, oh, oh, oh shit, oh. Right? Going to walk into a place just like this, and there's like hella options and shit. Like, I definitely have stress today. I think it's a great fucking idea. Speaking of that, we're high. Have y'all ever noticed that cashews are the same shape as Africa?
No, they're not.
Yeah. Cashews are the same shape as Africa.
Before you take them out of the shell?
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, the inside of the cashews. Right? Have you ever seen a cashew?
Yeah.
They're the same shape as Africa, right?
You never seen
You look like Knight Rider.
No, I know.
You look like Knight Rider. What's the dude's name?
Andre. You look like a young Michael.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. You look like Hasselhoff.
A young David Hasselhoff.
Young. David Hasselhoff.
I'm gonna look it up. Fact check.
You look like him as a surfer.
Dude.
He's famous for being a surfer.
What's up?
He's from Baywatch.
Yeah, he's from Baywatch and shit. Yeah, Baywatch, exactly. Baywatch should be a show about jealous girlfriends stalking their spouses. That's what it really is.
BAE, that's funny.
Yeah, 1 minute for sure.
BAE what?
So what should I write down? I gotta write down the Baywatch. I gotta write down the fucking
medicinal airplane. Prostitution is funny.
Medicinal
okay.
prostitution.
That's funny?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Yeah, that's good.
Saving lives.
What's up?
Saving lives.
Saving lives, yeah. Slaying dick to save lives. What's up, man? Is that from Donnie Darko?
Donnie Darko and Bob's Burgers.
On Bob's Burgers, okay. Is it actually Bob's Burgers, but you're just trying to give me some love right now?
No, the mask is from Donnie Darko, but your bunny ears are from Bob's.
Okay, for sure. Where are you from?
Southern California.
Okay. What about you, bro? Where are you from?
Oh, man. I was born in Indiana, went to Wisconsin.
I can hear it in your fucking voice. Whoa, y'all heard it? Oh, man. I was like, whoa. This motherfucker from Indiana. Damn. Indiana Jones. You look like a little kid off Indiana Jones. I'm fucking with you, dude. Oh, man. We're high as fuck. I'm going to end it like this. If you guys know the first of all, love, peace, and happiness, and I wish everybody in here the most success, no matter if you hate me. but I'll just end. If y'all know the historic, what's up, the Gandalf over here? If y'all know the historic weed song, I Got Five On It, when I was a kid, I used to fuck up the lyrics, and I thought it was, I got five almonds. So I was like, I got five almonds. Smoking on the end of the weed. And so now I have a weird fetish. Every time I smoke weed, I need to eat almonds. I'm Larry Dorsey Jr. Woo!
Because of what you said about the cows, it actually made me think of an idea, and I think this is the $1 million idea. So Spark, you better write it down. So what you do is you feed the cows weed, and then you milk the cows.
Because weed is fat soluble.
If you feed the cows weed and you milk the cows, the cow milk will have weed in it.
Oh shit! Hold on, this is a combination.
So also, I mean, I just think from a personal perspective, I'm 43 years old and I'm never gonna.
No, you're not 43.
But like, I kind of want a breast. I want a lactate because I smoke and ingest so much weed. But if I could pump my own breasts, I could like get other people high. I could get myself re-high. I could just keep my own body, right? You smoke the weed, eat the weed, you take the breast milk. You not give it to the babies, no. You give it to the vegans. Because vegans breastfeed, right? Right? And so they would eat ostensibly if they breastfeed. That means they eat human products if the consent is there. And so if you made consensual breast milk, THCs, if you will. Is this THCs? Let's all save the vegans. Give them more options than just the nuts. When you're vegan, you get nuts. That's the only edibles you get. Yay, I think that we have some smart ideas. We're going to put them both together. We're coming down to a winding up, amazing close of today's, I think, very successful Sparkcast. I'm very happy with it. Before we go, I want to play a game. I already know what you smoke, so I can't ask you, but this game is...
We don't know.
You tell me your profession, and I'll tell you how you... ingest or imbibe your marijuana. Tell me your profession. I already know you guys. I already know your blunts. I know your joints. Your joints.
I'm a doctor.
Well, a doctor? How does a doctor? I think a doctor takes probably tincture, actually, because it feels more like a medicine. I had a joke for teachers. Is anybody a teacher?
Yep.
If you're a teacher, you clearly make your own pipe out of an apple, right? Because it's on the desk, and that's how you do the weed, because you smell it. I like bongs. We learned a lot today. We learned about vape pens. We learned about all the edibles at Spark. We had three great comedians, Warhol, Kaufman, Perry Mason.
If he's a doctor, I think he smoked his diploma.
I don't think you can. I have used Bible pages to try to roll joints, but they don't taste very good. It doesn't work very well. And Larry Dorsey. This was a lot of fun. Everybody clap it up for Spark for letting us do this.
Yeah. Sparky.
Every Wednesday from 4 to 5, so there's going to be an index there, and we'll tag people. Warhol wants to close us out.
I just wanted to say, you got to show love to Larry Dorsey for getting on at Cobb's and the Punchline tonight, and the same night. It's fucking amazing. I don't know if you know, the Punchline caught fire recently, and I was the safest comic in San Francisco. They do not let me in there. Thank you.
says it's nice. Can I come and visit? I'll be at your house tonight. They tell me it's soft to touch and really smooth. I can hardly wait to feel that pussy too. You wanna play with pussy all the time.